A ball?
Okay, okay. Any other words for it?
No.
Okay. Okay, when a doctor has to lance it open?
Yeah.
They
have another name for that.
What?
An ulcer.
Oh, okay, okay. When a doctor has to lance it open, what do you call it, stuff that drains out?
I call it mucus.
Anything else? Yuck.
No,
okay. I avoid talking about it myself. But, okay, you might say, gosh, a bee stung me in my hand.
Swollen.
Okay. You might say it's still pretty badly.
Swollen.
Okay. And you might say, if it's not infected, it probably won't, what, much?
Swell.
Okay. Say you get a blister on your hand, work in the yard or something. The liquid that forms under the skin is what?
The water.
Okay. Okay. Anything else?
The liquid.
Okay. All right. Okay, if you're in a war and a bullet goes through your arm, you'd say you have a what?
A wound.
Okay. Sometimes when a wound doesn't heal clean, you get some kind of granular stuff, white stuff around the wound and around the edge. And sometimes it has to be cut out or burned out. And what would you call that kind of
thing?
Yeah.
Gangrene?
Would you ever call
it infection?
Okay. Would you ever call it some kind of flesh? Something flesh?
No.
Did you ever hear of proud flesh?
No.
Proud? Yeah.
P-R-O-U-D?
Yeah. It's weird, isn't it? I never used that either.
Proud flesh.
Oh, yeah. So you got a little cut on your finger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you want to put some medicine on it to keep it from getting infected, and you go and get a bottle out of the medicine cabinet, it's got red stuff in it, it stinks, hurts. What do you call that medicine?
The one that hurts?
Yeah.
And stings?
Uh-huh.
Iodine.
Okay. Right. It does hurt. What do you call that stuff that used to be given as a tonic for malaria?
Three, six.
Anything else?
Three sixes.
Okay. Sometimes they put it in pills that you take for fever. Or they
quinine. Quinine.
Okay. 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 You might say. The doctor did everything he could, but the patient, what, anyway?
Died.
Okay. Would you have any other words for died? Like polite kind of words?
Passed on, but I think you pass on if you're old.
Oh, if a child gets hit by a car or something, you wouldn't say that the child passed on? Okay. What else? Another terms.
I think died is more or less death for a younger.
Yeah.
Passed on to someone that more or less it lived over for a while.
Okay. What kind of words might a preacher use, like at a funeral service or something?